So just settling in now, allowing your body to just feel that solid support beneath you. And let's take one big deep cleansing breath in, just one. Kind of hold it a moment or two. And then slowly exhale. And if your eyes haven't already closed, allowing those eyes to close at the time that feels just right for you. And then again, take that second big, deep cleansing breath in. Hold it a moment or two, and then slowly exhale. And just allow for this settling of your body, calm comfort flowing all around. Eyes are closed. And then let's take that third big, deep cleansing breath in. Hold it a moment or two, and then slowly exhale that third big deep cleansing breath in, and your normal, natural rhythm of breathing begins to occur. Just while your eyes are closed and these deeper breaths have sort of sent the message out that now's the time to go within, just inviting you to kind of do a body scan from the top of your head inwardly all the way down to the tips of your toes, and perhaps you might begin to become aware of any particular area that you're feeling a little more tense, a little more something, and just become aware of it so that as we continue progressing and comforting all around and all through, you can put some thought, a little more of an informational thinking towards calm and comfort and release to what you might have found here in this body scan. So just sort of inwardly scan from the top of your head all the way down to the tips of your toes, and just notice where, if there is any, there's a little more tension, a little more something that we want to release. And then let's start at the feet today and just invite and allow a comforting, a deep sensation of relaxation. It's very comforting and calm, as though it could flow all around and all through, from your toes to heels, ankles, calves, knees, and thighs. Each and every breath releasing and letting go. Each breath drifting deeper. And let's send out some positive connection ideas to your feet and your legs. Let's thank those feet for all the steps they've taken to assist you all this while. Let's appreciate them and thank the feet for being sure-footed and all of the steps that they've taken. Let's appreciate the whole of your legs for all that they have supported you in, walked you here, walked you there. Let's appreciate their legs in this comforting today. And knowing that right about now, a deeper inner calm begins to occur. And that deeper inner calm allows you even more comforting now. It will continue to grow and deepen with every breath. and the sensation of comfort continues, flowing up through hips and abs, the center portion of your body, the solar plexus. And let's appreciate that midsection of you. Let's thank it for all of how it has assisted you. The midsection, all of what takes place in that midsection of you. Appreciate and thank it as you release and let go. Each breath taking you deeper now, as this sensation of relaxation and deep inner comforting continues with nurturing and now a warmth. So we're adding in nurturing sensations with the comforting, relaxation, and warmth, moving all around and all through in the chest area. And in this chest area, we're appreciating and thanking your breath, the lungs that support you in your breath and your breathing. Appreciate that breath of yours. Right into your shoulders, releasing now. Muscles in front and back on top, simply unwinding, untangling, releasing. Letting go, each breath drifting deeper. And through those shoulders, let the bags you might have been carrying just drop away. Let's put down some burdens that might have been yours. Let's open up to a lighter sense of being and let this comforting flow down through the upper arms, the lower arms, the hands, the fingers. Release now as you comfort even more. And in this comforting, just allow yourself to accept deep within that there may be goals you're reaching for, and that inevitably goals that you're reaching for become accomplished because you're available and attainable to attract the accomplishment of those goals. And so across the upper back, the sensation of comfort continues, flowing and releasing. And we are going to appreciate that our arms, hands, and fingers reach and handle the details and all of what they've done to support you in your life. We thank those arms, hands, and fingers for handling those details. And we appreciate the spine now, a steady, strengthening influence for you to stand upward and tall and strong as this comforting continues across the upper back, down your spine, releasing in through the middle back, and then deeper and lower into lower back. All the muscles, tissues, fibers, releasing, letting go, comforting as we're soothing and smoothing, smoothing out any rough edges. And from lower back, we send this comforting now all the way down the back side of the body to the feet again. Then placing your attention at the base of your neck and flowing the comforting up over the back of your head, all around your crown, down over the forehead, your eyes, your nose, your mouth, your jaw muscles, facial muscles, releasing and letting go. As you embrace and appreciate and thank that marvelous mind of yours, your eyes, your nose, your mouth, all your sensory abilities to appreciate your world, the experience in your world, and the experience in your inner life as you imagine and visualize as we go within. And so We appreciate and thank with one more nice, big, deep cleansing breath in, which allows you to go twice as comfortably as you already are. Now just drifting deeper, calmly and comfortably, bringing forward images easily and effortlessly as any or all of your senses heighten, bringing to life within an image or perhaps a feeling of confidence. It might be perhaps that asking, what does confidence mean to you? Perhaps creating a feeling of becoming self-assured, being in the know, knowing and doing what you know. So bringing forward an image that stands for that self-assurance might be the beginning to understand more deeply about confidence. And so getting a sense of it, just to notice about it, maybe even to recognize someone else in life who has it. What do they seem like? How does it show up there? And this is something called self-assurance. So this image that stands for that, what is the essential thing about it? And as there is a sense of getting closer in noticing about it, how does it feel to be with this image of self-assurance? So in coming to know about this image, it might also be interesting finding out that no matter what, a person with self-assurance might also know that having even more of it, having a solid inside feeling of boosted self-assurance, would be ideal for almost anything and everything. So with this in mind, let's imagine something else and keep close this image that stands for self-assurance. Imagine that door, your imagination door, opening a little wider. And let's continue imagining now that it's early in the morning, just as the sun begins to rise. Maybe after a healthy climb up to a peak and approaching the top, imagine that someone might possibly do this, spread their arms out wide and making a full turnaround, taking in the full panoramic view as if to be embracing it all. You know, they say that sometimes people do that kind of thing as they create. Well, a person who might do something like that claim that it's a wonderful feeling, as though to be breathing in all of that, taking in all of the energy of this lifted, expansive view, as though owning it all. And right there, and right then, at the top of this peak, what they do next is really kind of out there, but many say that it's a powerful experience. Imagining the next steps, making declarations and affirming about goal accomplishment, still with arms spreading out widely, sending energy out into the world, first flooding the inner mind with positive, powerful statements until they cannot help in this imagining to be speaking the statements alone. Besides, they are alone and at the top of the hill, and they can speak them alone. That means out loud, actually speaking them in their imagining as you are imagining this. But the person doing it is speaking it out loud. And maybe that person is you, as you could imagine it. It's been said that by speaking aloud positive declarations and affirmations, a feeling of being connected to a strong, positive energy spreads all around and all through. And what's the important thing about all this? Well, you decide. Is it imagining the energy of the expanded view? Is it the positive declarations and affirmations? Is it the feeling of positivity? Or is it the boosted self-assurance within? And as you decide, let's drift a little deeper. Deeper and deeper and more deeply comfortable now. Letting the mind drift and more calm all around and all through. Wonder what it might be like to be owning complete and total self-assurance, confidence. Remembering that image that stood for self-assurance, what it meant. What would it seem like to view the world as that? Looking through the eyes of self-assured you into the world, how would the world seem to be through the eyes of total self-assurance? How would it feel? How would it be to take that approach for your radiantly healthy image, to feel so connected and assured from within about your well-beingness? So imagining now and getting the sense of the feeling of complete and total self-assurance, and getting a sense of becoming that, just as others have become it. It can be happening. Creating a way of being that brings results that you've wanted into your life, as this is the right timing for totally locking the feeling into your deeper mind now. So at the top of your symbolic staircase, that feeling of total self-assurance, a deeper inner confidence about your radiantly healthy you, that image of feeling good, every step down reinforces these ideas. With the left foot first at 20, going down now, 19, 18, 17. 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and 0, drifting deeper now. Any negatives have already dissipated and disintegrated, and just simply drifting deeper into the positive domain now. I'm beginning to be flowing forward in a boosted, self-assured way. Perhaps even now to be creating a new habit of self-assurance, of becoming self-assured, ongoing with everything and anything, particularly feeling very positively assured from within about health and well-beingness. Healing is happening. And repeating this way of being more often, more of the time, what's interesting, it does become a positive habit, a habit of being self-assured, confident, all around and all through, all around and all through. And just taking a few more moments of silence about this that you have now been imagining. And then perhaps building upon this idea of creating more self-assurance within, helping you to embrace the new of this year, or embrace the new of anything that comes around for you. Having a way to be comfortable with the new, perhaps we could imagine another piece here to add on to this self-assurance. What it might seem like to know about personal best, some kind of knowing about that. What would it be like? Wonder what it might be like. Personal best, what does that mean? Perhaps again, maybe there's a knowing of someone in your life that you have a feeling about, that they're always at their personal best. What does that mean? Maybe having observed somebody, someone from a distance that you might even think seemed at their personal best. They were strong doing what they do, knowing what they knew, seemed confident and self-assured, and just seemed that, like at their personal best. And what does it mean? Being at personal best. Well, some might say it's someone who has been given the power from within to be their own true self. Others have said that it is a person who determines that they are in charge of their life no matter what. They're in control at their personal best. And still others have acknowledged that to be at their personal best is to have the ultimate assurance, there it is again, our self-assurance, that self-assurance to go accomplish whatever and take the risks that are necessary. For all success journeys somewhere along the line include a risk to go forward, even in spite of what might be the overall feeling. And so even now, while drifting deeper and deeper, past thinking for a few moments, past trying to figure it out, just to let the mind absorb images of personal best. Like we could just call for these images to come forward and be all of what they are. What if we could do that? Just allow, through your mind's eye, images that stand for personal best, as though they just kind of parade before you. Personal best images that help you to know what it's all about. Images of personal best now parade through your mind. And the deeper mind would just simply assimilate them and digest them. What if we could just allow that to be happening? That the mind now absorbs images of personal best. We kind of digest them and take them in. Since there is an interest in knowing about the importance of feeling more in charge and more in control in life. So now these images that flow forward, they're representing personal best. And now they signal to the deeper mind that this is what you've been wanting. This is what you've been needing. This is what has been desired. That's where to go, toward the idea of personal best. And what next, if to imagine taking another staircase to reinforce this, being at the top of a second symbolic staircase with the feeling of being at personal best, that somehow, some way, these images help produce a deeper inner feeling that came all around and all through, that there came this knowing feeling inside of connecting with this idea of personal best, and that every step down this second staircase increased and strengthened that feeling from within. Now at 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and 0, drifting deeper. And now there's only the feeling of moving forward with the relief of personal best energy. So that to imagine doing, being, having, saying, whatever. It's all from the personal best feeling. Even through daily activities, wherever you are, whatever the situation, whatever person you're with, alone or with others, going forward in the relief and the result of personal best, that deeper inner self-assured feeling, boosting personal best, knowing all the way, all around, and all through. And because of imagining it before it becomes with positive expectation, it can only become made manifest in reality. Because there is already that knowing of what is focused on follows. So it would only follow to focus positively. And that's how your whole being responds now to these ideas positively. And just sort of allowing a couple of moments to bring about a full acceptance and receiving of these positive thoughts and images, just drifting into the right places, into your deeper subconscious mind, taking root in a kind of permanent way so that there's a happening of this taking place now, automatically. And as you've received and allowed this, as you've taken the journey today, in this willingness of taking this particular journey, let's just appreciate yourself for that willingness. For surely something more in a good, positive way has come to you by doing this. And so, at zero, we reinforce it all as the images fade for now. The strength of what has been created in your deeper mind resounds loudly within you. And the good, the positive, and the true of it is yours to bring back into conscious outer awake life. Now with a deep cleansing breath in and release as we begin to come up and out now at one. To realizing where you've placed yourself, the room you're in, three, a wonderful sense of well-beingness, feeling completely self-assured and at your personal best. So good it feels at three, and four, more alert and awake, and now five, eyes open, wide awake and alert. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Eyes open, wide awake, and alert.